Dominic, you've asked me many a strong political question before.
Well, Dominic, as you might guess, I've been asked that a few times before.
To those in the press who did their job and did it with professionalism, and even to some of you who are actually kind, where's Dominic?
I think you are really in a very, very high league. And I watch some of your competitors on, frankly, the national shows, and I say, why aren't you doing a national show? Because I really think your delivery and your questioning and your brain power is really at the highest level. So that's good.
This is Dominic Carter, everybody.
Now, here's Dominic Carter on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
And good evening to you, Dominic Carter, with you on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Before we get into our first topic tonight, we should never forget. We should never forget police officers that sacrifice their lives each and every day to protect us. U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Billy Evans. The name may sound familiar. That's the officer who was killed in the attack outside the Capitol this month. Will lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda on Tuesday of this week. He died after a man rammed a vehicle into a police barricade along the perimeter. We thank the family of Officer William Evans for his service, for his dedication to America. We should never forget. On this Sunday night, it's raining outside, but folks, I'm a little weird. I like the rain. I find the rain romantic. That's just me. You can reach me on social media on Twitter at Dominic TV, on Facebook at Dominic Carter TV. I mentioned law enforcement, and I will come back to it next half hour. You will not believe the hate, the harassment that was directed at two NYPD officers, part of the neighborhood coordination team from the 30th Precinct in Manhattan. It is horrible. We will deal with that the next half hour. But I start with something that is shady. There's no other way to put it, folks. And that's why I didn't initially support this group, Black Lives Matter. There's no other way to say this. The principle of Black Lives Matter is important. But some of the ideas of the organization are absolutely nuts. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. And that is the money sign, and show me the money. Show me the money. Oh, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Show me the money. 1-800-848-WABC. It's a headline sweeping America. I'm going to break it down in just 1 second. We are taking your telephone calls on Black Lives Matter, the real estate version. The real estate version. The co-founder of Black Lives Matter has purchased $3.2 million in real estate. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. So I support the premise of Black Lives Matter as far as when an injustice has been done. But also white lives matter, Latino lives matter, Asian American lives matter, Blue Lives Matter. People have a right to protest when they feel that an injustice has been done. So, for example, we have the George Floyd trial going on as we speak in Minneapolis. There's a situation in Virginia in which an Army second lieutenant is suing the police in Virginia because he was maced based on the vehicle. He was in his vehicle, and he's suing law enforcement. These things will be investigated. They will be investigated, and it's the right thing to do, and it will run its course. But, folks, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, Patrice Khan Coolers, has gone on a real estate buying binge in recent years, snagging four, not one, not two, not three, four high-end homes for $3.2 million in the U.S. alone, according to property records. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Bottom line, this requires a criminal investigation. This requires a criminal investigation. How did she even qualify financially? Real estate is something I know quite a bit about, and qualifying for mortgages. How did she even qualify to purchase these four high-end homes if they were all cash deals? Where did she get that type of money from? Now, this woman is a self-described Marxist. And just last month alone, as part of her real estate portfolio, she purchased a home for $1.4 million on a secluded road, and it's from a short drive from Malibu in Los Angeles. So now let's talk about the money. If you want to find out where something is going, always follow the money trail. In 2020, this woman, Khan Coolers, told the Associated Press, that she pulled in, or Black Lives Matter pulled in, some $21.7 million that were committed to grant funding and helping about 30 African-American groups across the country. Now, she did not specify how much Black Lives Matter pulled in from prominent donors. It's not clear. I'm just laying this all out before I'm about to start going to your phone calls. It's not clear how much she makes in salary as of one of the leaders of the movement, since its finances are split between nonprofit and for-profit entities. So, you do the math, folks. A Hank Newsom, the head of Black Lives Matter for Greater New York, is calling for an independent investigation to find out how the global network spends its money. It's important for me to read this quote, and then we are going to go right to your telephone calls. And he says, this is from the head of Black Lives Matter New York, if you go around calling yourself a socialist, you have to ask how much of her own personal money is going to charitable causes. It's really sad because it makes people doubt the validity that is, of the movement, and overlook the fact that it's the people that carry the movement. Dominic Carter here with you. Black Lives Matter co-founder has purchased $3.2 million in real estate, high-end real estate across the country. Let's go to the telephone calls. We start with Rosemary, who's calling from the Hudson Valley. Good evening to you, Rosemary. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Yes, thank you, Dominic. I was reading that in the Post this morning, and I was saying, well, first of all, I don't understand about there's no conscience. Second of all, I equated it right away with preachers or is supposed to be collecting for the poor, and they wind up with waterfront palatial homes and cars,
right,
and all the amenities.
Right.
And I hope
Rosemary,
there's a big investigation.
I wonder how that is. I wonder how that is, right? I guess it's a blessing that they just end up with these high-end properties. But, Rosemary, this, I thank you for the call. This is disgusting. This appears to be a situation where the co-founder of Black Lives Matter is taking advantage of the goodwill of the American people. People that have donated to Black Lives Matter have done it, and it received record donations, have done it for the cause of fairness, of stopping alleged police brutality. And now the co-founder, who grew up poor, by the way, in L.A., has $3.2 million in real estate. It just doesn't add up. Let's go to Timmy, who's calling from Westchester. Good evening. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right. It's a rainy Sunday afternoon in WABC Radio. We have Dominic Carter to listen to, which is great.
Well, thank
First
you.
First of all, with these nonprofits and these different charity groups, I would challenge anybody to find out who donates to Al Sharpton's group, because I'm going to tell you, the people in this audience, you will start crying when you find out who contributed. Some of the people who you think are on your side gave him a lot of money through the years, and you break down crying. Right, this is what goes on now in America. These different groups bring in a lot of money, even with the stimulus thing. You see that football player got, and for his group, $30 million. They're making him, forcing him to pay it back. It was taken illegally. There's a lot of money out there, especially with these different groups. I'd like to know, actually, who's sending the money to them, who's running this thing, and the people running it, how much money are they getting? Because they're making a lot of money out of it. And unfortunately, in America today, 99% of white America, if you call them the R word, you will paralyze them. Really paralyze. I never seen such weak people in my life, and you can take advantage of that. And people make donations because they're intimidated or they want to be in with the group or something. But look into Sharpton, look who contributed to him. Folks, you're going to start crying when you find out who did.
Well, I thank you for the call, Timmy. And, you know, I in fairness here, I have to break down the income for the co-founder of Black Lives Matter. So one of the properties, just to continue on this point, that she's purchased in January of last year, of 2020, for $415,000, right, is in Georgia. And there's an apparent heliport on the property for homeowners to go and come should they decide to do so. It's about 30 minutes outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And so her salary, I'm talking about Ms. Khan Kohlers, the co-chair of, co-founder, that is, of Black Lives Matter. She wrote a book, her best-selling memoir, When They Call You a Terrorist. And just this past October, she signed a multi-platform deal with Warner Brothers Television Group to help produce content for black voices who have been historically marginalized. So that's her income. That's her income. And obviously, she's paid by Black Lives Matter. We don't know what her salary is, but we do know that according to published reports, she has purchased some $3.2 million in real estate. A criminal investigation must follow. Folks, come on. This doesn't pass the smell test. Something that's a good cause, where a lot of money has come in, millions in donations, and now the co-founder owns a ton of property. You do the math. Dominic Carter with you, Sunday edition, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Dominic Carter on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Got to know, got to let it show.
Talk Radio 77 WABC, the Sunday edition. Good evening to you, and thank you for joining us here on Talk Radio 77 WABC. So the co-founder of Black Lives Matter has purchased $3.2 million in real estate. One of the homes that she was also apparently looking at, right? Her name is Patrice Khan Cullors. And one of the homes that she was also looking at happens to be in the Bahamas, an ultra-exclusive resort. Who lives there? Justin Timberlake, Tiger Woods. They each have homes there. And so luxury apartments and townhouses at this beachfront resort outside Nassau in the Bahamas are priced between $5 million and $20 million. The home she lives in right now in Los Angeles is $800,000. So she owns four properties. And a criminal investigation, or at least an investigation, must follow, where it must be documented where she's a public figure. She's a public figure. She's not an ordinary person. She's a public figure where Black Lives Matter has pulled in millions upon millions from Americans with good hearts looking to do the right thing. And now it appears that the co-founder of the organization is living quite well based on the donations that are coming in from Black Lives Matter. That's the way it appears on the surface, unless and until she shows us different. Right back to the telephone calls, 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Robert in Manhattan. Good evening, Robert. You're on Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Hey, Dominic.
Hi.
When I first saw the protest throughout the country, I said, wow, this is a good idea. You know, this shouldn't have happened with this George Floyd. But then I saw something more sinister was going on. I didn't see any American flag in the rallies. And then I started to research it and realized this Black Lives Matter was, you know, into socialism, destroying the nuclear family. But what was interesting was they capitalized on the old and naive protesters who were donating money to Black Lives Matter without even researching it.
Right. Well, I don't know what's funny about that, Robert, but I thank you for the call. And it is accurate. You had a lot of people out there protesting that were protesting with a good heart, protesting what's occurring in America in terms of alleged police brutality. The George Floyd case in Minneapolis, a jury will decide the facts in that case, whether or not there's guilt. We'll see. We'll see. But a lot of money came into Black Lives Matter. And I was never on board with the agenda because the agenda is simply too radical. It's nuts. Some of the things that they want to do, redefining the family structure. And I'm saying this as someone who grew up without a father. But how do you just so we're just going to change the way things are to fit the way that you feel that they should go? No, it doesn't happen that way. Let's go to David in Queens. Good evening to you, David. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you so much. I think what would make me happy and everyone, when people realize that life is sacred, I do not want black kids to suffer, to get behind in school and then feel bad that they're not up to it. Well, they are up to it, and that is what would make me happy.
Okay.
Now, the Air Force lost a pilot in the north and
okay.
two pilots.
Okay, I don't know what that part has to do with the conversation. Let's go to Dennis calling from Bayside. Good evening to you, Dennis. You're on Talk Radio 77.
Good evening, Dominic.
WABC.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Dominic, it's a shame that the co-founders of Black Lives Matter, Marxist, are using the poor black people to riot, to, you know, protest, and these people get rich. It is a shame. These people should turn around and go after the BLM. It's a real shame.
Well, I agree with you, Dennis. There's no other way to put this. How do you go from a regular person to all of a sudden you own four properties? I mean, I guess I would have to see her tax returns to definitively figure this out. But there has to be an investigation. Americans donated millions and millions and millions of dollars. Corporate entities donated millions and millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter. And now all of a sudden, the co-founder has become a real estate person, $3.2 million in properties. There has to be an explanation. The public has a right to know what has happened in this situation. To Judy in Brooklyn, good evening. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Judy, go right ahead.
Hi. Hi, Dominic. Hi, how are you?
I'm well, Judy. I'm good. Go right ahead.
You know what? You're very brave to bring this up, this topic.
No,
really,
Judy.
I really commend you.
Judy.
Yes.
No, I'm not brave. You know why? Because a con is a con, and it has to be called out. And I could have told you, listen, the kids have this term. It's not really appropriate for me to say on the radio, but I'm going to say it anyway. The kids have a term called pimping. What these folks were doing is pimping the American people. It's as simple as that, Judy. So I don't see where it's brave on me to call a spade a spade. Am I supposed to put my head under the sand and just act like it doesn't exist? I'm not going to do that. I'm never going to do that, Judy. Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. I want to tell you, she's not the only con. The entire Black Lives Matter, Inc., INC, they are total frauds, Dominic. They're total frauds because if they really cared, two things. If they really cared, they would have marched themselves into Chicago, please. They have never gone into Chicago. They've gone to all other parts of the world. I got news for you. But they've never gone to Chicago and help out the blacks over there, especially with all this kind of money. Plus, you took away my thunder. I'm going to repeat it. They do not believe. They are very negative. Black Lives Matter, as far as I'm concerned, are very negative, very bad influence on blacks, especially young blacks. I'll tell you why. They do not believe in having a father in the family unit. And therefore, there's no proper good support system. I don't have to tell you, Dominic, you yourself was raised without a father. You missed a father.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, you know what? We're very proud of you, Dominic. You're great.
Thank
but you know what? Kids need a father, a mother, a good support system.
Absolutely.
They shun that. They're a bunch of frauds. And you know what, Dominic? There's no law and order anymore. It is really scary in this country. You just, you know, it's and George Soros, by the way, he started. He gave them $30 million, and now look how rich they all are. You'd think they would take their money and put it into where it really helps youth and helps black lives instead of themselves.
Well, Judy, I thank you for the call. And it appears, Judy, that they are putting the money where they feel that it can be useful, and that's in their own pocket. It appears that way. Let's go to Chris calling from Brooklyn here on a Sunday evening on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Good evening to you, Chris.
How are you, Dominic? Very good show.
Thank you.
Listen, Sid Rosenberg mentioned this afternoon on his show that the co-founder of the Black Lives Matter woman just bought a house in Beverly Hills, California for $1.3 million.
Right. So we've been talking about
that. You could check that out. I don't know if
yes.
you know about that.
Okay.
I'm already talking about the land.
Okay.
Beverly Hills.
Okay, well,
nice,
I thank you for the call.
Okay.
Hey, at least she has nice taste, right? We have to give her that. I hope you folks heard the sarcasm in that. Let's go to Rockland County. Let's say good evening to Dave. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Hi,
hey,
Dave.
Hey, Dom. Great to talk to you. Hey, man, I've been a fan a long time. You sat many, many hours in many, many courtrooms.
Yes.
You reported very thoroughly about everything.
Well, I tried.
Yeah, you did well as far as I was concerned, and I do acknowledge that you have an extremely objective opinion about everything you speak of. You speak from knowledge, education,
Dave, here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. Without knocking my other colleagues on different stations, on other talk radio stations, when I talk about something, I'm trying to bring a knowledge, a perspective. I don't just talk for the sake of talking. I talk about what I know. But go right ahead, Dave.
and that's self-evident by any recent tapes of you and Curtis, just for the laugh of that. So we're talking about what happened, what this woman may have done or appears to have done. Even worse than being making herself entitled to something that I'm sure in her own souped-up head, ego fell, hey, I earned this, why not, is the sheer betrayal to the pure, what should have been the pure movement of a group of people banding together, and then as well as the country, to protest something properly. The betrayal is so deep. It's the damage that causes to the very people that you claim to lead has no number on it. It is beyond imaginable when that occurs. And she's not the first to do it, but it is disgusting. And history consistently repeats itself for all of us to watch. And what you said, Dom, to Judy was right on the nail. What, do you ignore it? What, do you pretend it didn't happen? What, do I live on Mars? Good for you, Dom. You're a stand-up guy.
Well,
and I'm proud
you.
To live in the same county as you, man.
Well, I feel the same way, Dave. I thank you. But part two of this is about to continue. The disrespect of the NYPD. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we will let you hear for yourself how two police officers sitting in the patrol car, minding their business, how they were extremely disrespected. And I can't believe that this type of stuff is happening in 2021. Dominic Carter here with you on Talk Radio 77 WABC. I will be here until the top of the hour, and that's when Joe Piscopo is coming in. The best of Sinatra, Ramsey Mazda, best of Sinatra. Joe Piscopo tells you the stories. He plays the best music. It's all coming up on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
And with us now, Dominic Carter.
Let's see you acknowledge a man whose words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours.
Dominic, I want to say, when we started calling around in New York City last week to find out who would have their finger on this story, you were the person who was most often mentioned, and that's why we asked you to be with us this morning. So what do you hear? What do you know? How is this thing going to come out?
Now, here's Dominic Carter on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Dominic Carter here with you on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Still raining outside, at least in Manhattan. It was raining in Rockland County earlier today. I'm glad to be here with you. I'm not happy with the topic that we're about to take on right now. I'm trying to figure out what world we are living in. Upside down is up. Up is upside down. Left is right. Right is left. Good is bad. Bad is worse. I'm not understanding the world that we are living in, and the disrespect of law enforcement. It's not right. I'm aware of the situation in Virginia. The African-American second lieutenant was maced by police. He's suing the police. It's under investigation. These things will be investigated. If something bad happens, it will be investigated. But I want you to listen to this clip coming up. The staff here at WABC spent a good part of the afternoon cleaning it up because we can't let go out over the airwaves the language that was directed at two NYPD officers.
You got a partner too? Oh, I like that. You got a partner, yeah. That's sexy. I like the fact that you got a partner. You 60-30 b****s, you're dirty. 2354 for this dirty b****. When we catch them and a dirty allegation, That's a pig. That's a gift for you.
That's the clean version. That's the clean version. The hate and harassment directed at two NYPD officers. They're part of the neighborhood coordination team, the 30th precinct in Manhattan, Upper Manhattan. Why? Why? Why hate the uniform? Why hate law enforcement? Those officers deserve an award. They deserve a medal. They showed true professionalism for the restraint. They were sitting in a patrol car. I don't know how to describe the young men that did this. One had a bullhorn. They were yelling at the police officers. One put a little pink pig toy on the car. They kept calling the officers pigs, a historical, a bad term, derogatory term, goes back years, back to the 60s, of what police officers were called. The video is disturbing. And we're taking your telephone calls on this. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. A gang of men surrounded the NYPD vehicle, shouting obscenities, literally shouting obscenities, I can't repeat them, as the officers were inside. And this is a video that was posted by the PBA. Why would you want to antagonize people that are patrolling your community? Why would you want to insult people that are protecting your community? Why would you do that to people that are putting their lives on the line for your community? So this lasted for about 2 minutes. And as you heard in the clip, one guy is asking the officer inside for their badge number. They're calling them all types of names, calling them dirty, you know what. This happened at West 155th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. And so we're taking your telephone calls at 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Let's go right to the telephone calls. Let's go to Brian. Brian's calling from Queens. Good afternoon, Brian. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC. I'm well. How about yourself?
Very nice. Hey, listen, when are you running for mayor?
Thank Dominic, you, Brian. Man, thank you.
You are the best. Really. You have to run for mayor.
Well, you have every quality you need. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. We already have one talk show host running for mayor. I think that's enough. We're taking your telephone calls on the outrageous behavior that was directed towards the way of the NYPD officers. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Joe Piscopo is standing by, and Joe will be taking and talking Frank Sinatra for 3 hours tonight. It's all coming up very soon. Joe is here. He was just standing outside the studio. He'll be playing the best Sinatra music. And of course, you can wrap up your weekend with the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra. 3 hours of the music you love, with Ramsey Mazda's Sundays with Sinatra, starring Joe Piscopo, 6 to 9, right here on 77 WABC. Then you can move and groove to the sounds of jazz, to with City Live and local from 9 to 10 p.m. 4 hours of WABC music right here tonight on the one and only 77 WABC. Let's go to Mark. Mark is calling from Westchester. Good evening, Mark. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Yeah, hey, Dominic. Good show.
Thank you.
The blatant harassment and light assault against the police, why can't they get out and just plainly arrest them for that?
Okay, but then, Mark, you and I both know that if that happened, if they got out of the cars and arrested those individuals, then something bad might happen, right? You know that these guys... Okay, but wait. My point is, Mark, you know that these guys are looking for a reason to sue the NYPD, to sue the officers. And then if the NYPD responded and something bad happened, their mothers would be on TV that night telling us that they were honor students. And so you know how this script, you know how this script would go if the officers had responded to this situation. Dominic Carter here with you on Talk Radio 77 WABC. I will be right back.
Now, here's Dominic Carter on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Here with you, the Sunday edition on Talk Radio 77 WABC. We are taking your telephone calls on the topic at hand this half hour. NYPD officers greatly disrespected in Upper Manhattan. What happened to these officers? They were simply sitting in the car. Is outright disgusting and outrageous. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. We're taking your calls. And again, the officers were inside the car. These men, this happened at West 155th and Amsterdam Avenue. They placed a small pink toy pig on top of the hood of the cop car. They waved a dirty flag on top of the car. They cursed at the officers. They told them to get the you-know-what out of the hood. And then, as the car is driving away, one man yells at them an obscenity, and this is all on video. Now, the same man can be seen taunting more cops when they drive an NYPD auxiliary car past the area. The question is, what is going on in society where people feel comfortable to do this outrageous behavior? Because here's the point. If they will do it to police officers, our last line of defense, imagine what they will do to just you, the individual. We're taking your telephone calls, 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Frank. Frank is calling from Bayshore. Good evening, Frank. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Hey, Dominic. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Great. I just wanted to, you know, call in and express how what's going on today. It started years ago when they were throwing water on these officers.
Good point.
Little by little, it has been a dismantling. It has been a stifling of policing. Everybody's carrying a cell phone today. Everybody's ready to take a picture of these cops doing anything and everything. You can't do anything at all. As a police officer, if I was a police officer, I wouldn't want to get involved, in these communities. Mm-hmm. And what happens? You have a breakdown of law and order.
Right. You know, that's a good point, Frank, about how people were this past summer, I believe, maybe it was the summer before the coronavirus, were literally throwing water on police officers. the bigger question is, where do you learn that type of behavior? Where does that come from, and how does that benefit you, the individual? Let's go to Patricia, who's calling from Brooklyn. Good evening, Patricia. You're on Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Dominic, you are the best.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you to say. Thank you.
You really, really are. No, I agree with you on so many issues. I was mortified when I heard about this 12-year-old getting shot in the chest. Mm-hmm. It's a child in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear the mayor talking about it. I didn't hear the governor. I hear the city council people, not a soul. How can this be?
Right. Well, the mayor, Mayor de Blasio, I thank you for the call, Patricia. He was on Brian Lehr, another radio station, on Friday, where a woman was describing that she was considering leaving the city and asking him what he's going to do about crime. And she literally got caught in a hail of gunfire with her child. And the mayor was saying that it was unfortunate and that he felt her pain. And I guess that's what the mayor of New York has to say about this stuff. Let's go to Corey in Rockland. Corey, you're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Hey, Dominic, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Go right ahead.
Yeah, just with the people yelling at the cops, I mean, that guy is a professional police agitator.
Agreed. And agreed.
I know, yeah. I mean, and he's known. And the issue is, I understand, you know, the cops showed restraint. I agree with you on that part. Look, there's got to be a fine line. They're in the street. They should have got out and arrested this guy. I get it, though. I understand what you're saying. They're looking for the lawsuit. But when do we start protecting, you know, the people? Because they get out, and if he's a professional agitator, take the case. Take the case if he goes for a frivolous lawsuit and build that case and say, hey, you're doing this on purpose to gain just this lawsuit. They have to stop that, because maybe the cops wanted to get out, but they were too afraid because of the backlash. There are people on social media that are just saying, you know, things about like AOC and some other people, and they're blocking these people from even just saying kind words, but just disagreeing with them. And here you have, like you said, the first line of defense. They're there to protect the community, and that he probably doesn't even live in that community. Meanwhile, he's saying, get out of our hood.
Right.
What do you think?
Right. No, well, Corey, listen, you hit it on the head. You have a lot of professional agitators. I can't explain the reason why they do what they do, but you have a lot of professional agitators, and you never know who's paying them, why they're there. But I believe those officers deserve a medal, a reward, because those guys were looking to start a mini riot type situation. It would have been at the officers' expense, and we don't know what their commanding officers are telling them as far as what to focus on and what not to focus on. Let's go to Gail in Westchester. Gail, you're on Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Hi, Dominic?
Yes, Gail.
Hi, I'm sorry. I have to speak fast here. I'm feeling you through the phone because the Black Lives Matter, the money, the whole issue, I caught the end of it, has set back righteous indignation 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
This money thing now, when you need help in the street, who do you yell for? The police.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
The very bodega that you burn it down, throwing bricks through the windows, the very one you can go in there and get credit to feed yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I will never understand it, but to me, it just sets any person that's doing something right. You know, you can maybe protest it. This will set people back up. Few years, because that will be remembered.
Well, Gail, I thank you for the call, and you referenced what we discussed the first half hour in terms of Black Lives Matter. Show me the money. $3.2 million in real estate and houses. It is disgusting. But I do have to point out that Joe Piscopo is standing by. Joe is ready to go. The best of Sinatra. It is coming up. 3 hours of the music you love with Ramsey Mazda's Sundays with Sinatra, starring Joe Piscopo, 6 to 9, right here on 77 WABC. That's what's coming up. Let's go right back to the telephone calls. Let's take Jimmy in Brooklyn. Good evening, Jimmy. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Right, Big D, and I'm not the other Jimmy. They thought I was the other Jimmy. There must be a famous Jimmy out there. The thing is, this is a total breakdown in society. You don't let people throw water balloons at the cops. You know,
you don't. You don't. It's disgusting.
Because it's a breakdown. But you were playing the song, Ain't No Stopping Us. Well, there's another song, too, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. This is just the beginning of it. You have a lot of phonies calling in talk radio, say they love everybody. But they were the first ones to run out of New York City. They were all over New York State, Rockland County, Orange County, Westchester. They're the biggest phonies in the world. You have to remember now, if you let them get away with it, their appetite is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. That's why everybody's leaving. Unfortunately, the people leaving, a lot of them are very leftist themselves politically, and they're just going to destroy the politics in Florida, Arizona, Texas. And that's what they want. That's what de Blasio wants. I don't want to hear people saying, why doesn't he comment about this crime? He couldn't care less. Those criminals down the street are his warriors to make you feel uncomfortable in America. Now, everyone all together now, go Buchanan, go. Go Buchanan, go. Go Buchanan, go. Go Buchanan, go. Go Buchanan, go.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you for the call. Here's one thing that's clear to me, right? Love Giuliani, hate Giuliani. Giuliani said, as mayor, you're not going to come here. You're not going to commit crime. Broken windows theory. We're going to focus on everything. You commit a crime, we're going to lock you up. Not in my city. Not in my city. Let's go to Brian in the Bronx. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Hey, what up, Dominic?
Hi, Brian.
Hey, listen. Hey, what's up? I've been a cop now for fucking...
Brian, wait, we can't curse. No. But I get it, Woo, we can't do that. Let's see here. Let's go to Melvin, also in the Bronx. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Greetings, down there. Look, in
19... Wait. Your phone, Melvin, is really acting up. Are you scratching paper or something? And I have under a minute left, but go ahead.
Well, I blame media for this. The way law enforcement depicted in the media, who took a trip to Hollywood in 1932. He set down all the movie executives. In the next year, 1933, they made a positive movie about law enforcement ushering the golden age of movie making from 1933 to 1939. Media.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Melvin, for the call. I wish we had much more time to deal with all the calls that we have lined up. I apologize to all the people that are on hold. We have just run out of time. Dominic Carter here with you, signing off tonight. Have a lovely evening, folks, on this Sunday. But stay with us here at WABC. My man Joe Piscopo is standing by, ready to go. The best of Sinatra. It starts right now. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
The NLS Braille and Talking Book Program gives patrons the freedom to read their way, listen to their stories.
When I lost my sight, the only thing I had was reading, and it was like therapy to me.
NLS has pretty much anything you possibly want to read. Just can't recommend it enough. It's a free service. It's amazing how much you can get.
I have used every means there is, I think, of getting access to National Library Service books.
If you want to read in electronic braille, you can. If you want to read on your phone, you can. If you want to read in hard print, you can.
Everybody can read the way they want to read using this program, and it's a program worth looking into.
For more information about the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Library of Congress, visit loc.gov/thatallmayread or call 1-888-NLS-READ.